thinking about all this stuff. You're
just speaking my language, man.
You gotta give them the freedom and the autonomy to give and the purpose and meaning behind it. They
have the narrative.
True, a narrative.
We gotta make this a game, I'm telling everybody.
Well, we're gonna turn it into a game, a learning experience?
Yeah.
Like Second Life?
Yeah.
What IBM tries to do.
Did you ever participate in that?
I did, but it was really lame.
Was it?
Just because it was just like, I just logged in and they would have a meeting online. And it was so inconducive to
what it is
communication.
It's a different form for the same thing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you waste just as much, well, but it was like, you have people who are trying to do new things with it, but it's just...
The paradigm's not right, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you have this amorphous cloud, and you're trying to fit it into their nice little management boxes.
Yeah. Somebody got excited about it, somebody sold it to some executives, and they were just like, this is really cool.
Flavor of the month.
Yeah, and they've just been flying on it ever since. But it was stupid, too.
You've got to get like, people...
We're in a meeting, and... Should be easier than this.
Okay, well let's all get on the phone then. And I'm like, okay, but isn't this what we would do normally? You know? So we're in Second Life and we're on a teleconference call. And it's like, what's the point, man? Stupid. It, you know what? It's the right idea. Forced.
Yeah.
Gotta be organic.
It's self-organizing. It's organic. It's chaos.
Well.
And I love the idea that if you select the media, you're limiting yourself, you know? So let it happen over texts, or the web, or phone calls, or face-to-face. The medium just doesn't matter. So what else? What else did you think about?
Well, the medium's going to change.
Yeah.
This week it's this. But you know what? Next week it's going to be something else.
See, that's about learning experiences, and this is where my mind is going. But first, let's start thinking about leadership. The whole thing that we're trying to get across to is leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep coming back to old school, forced,
right.
Control,
here's the curriculum.
Control,
here's the
leadership.
Learning path.
And
okay.
I come back
saying?
To, you know, if leadership and management, which are not the same things, by the way.
Okay.
But you ask HR.
You are so profound.
And you ask HR.
You did go.
You ask HR. I did. I walked through the temple and it was all, I mean, there's chairs stacked
but
up
you
everywhere.
Went there.
It was.
He wanted to catch the Jelena.
I wanted to get rid of my Jelena. True. But it's forced and contrived. And if it's so good, then why isn't there an HR department in every ward or state?
That what?
Why isn't there an HR department in every ward or state?
Oh.
Teaching people how to lead, how to manage, how to...
Well, that's what I think. I think that as the church, we have the greatest... You know, for all these years, they bought Stephen Covey books and things like that and said, here's the learning path. And now it's like... You know, we're like, we're the greatest leadership factory in the world because we're the church.
And how does it come from?
We have
where
all the tools. It comes from inspiration.
It
all,
comes from the
you know,
priesthood.
And
it
it's like, so why can't we apply that? If we put our money where our mouth is. Well, but that, but also in the workplace. Because...
No, I mean, the church organization is the workplace is what I'm calling it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not in
like,
the ecclesiastical side, but the organizational
right,
side.
Right.
Well,
why not?
Put your money where your mouth is.
It should all work. And
if
it should
it's
all,
so
all
good, why doesn't the Lord use it in the ecclesiastical
right? See, that's old.
Because it doesn't.
Stinking thinking.
It doesn't work.
I'm telling you guys, you guys need to blog more and get work these ideas out. I'm serious.
Give people meaning.
I'm dead serious. Look into my eyes.
You give people meaning through vision. So leadership is vision. It's motivation.
James Kirk said that once, didn't he?
Leadership is vision.
One man.
It's vision. It's
one
giving
man
people
with
men.